It's time to start your engines because TNT is back in the saddle as your home for NASCAR this summer. With drivers jockeying for positioning in the standings and battling it out in the in-season challenge, you aren't going to want to miss a second of the heart-pumping, rubber-burning action. It all goes down this Sunday at the Toyota Save Mart 350 from Sonoma, where anything can happen. Watch the NASCAR Summer Series Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on TNT and stream on HBO Max.
Introducing the all-new Mazda CX-5, featuring more connection.
Hey, Google, where's the nearest Pilates class?
Safety that has your back. More discovery on the scenic routes. More passion in the details. And more control in changing weather. The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. See it in 5 films at MazdaUSA.com/5sides.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.
Let's deliciously bring some longevity and a taste of yesterday to those longer days. Refresh your summer routine with Vital Proteins Collagen Sparkling Water. Now in seasonal flavors like Ice Pop. Each can delivers collagen to help support healthy hair, skin, and nails in a crisp, refreshing format. So summer indulgence gives you a little pop of something good. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com to get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
What exactly is psychopathy? What makes a person a psychopath? Can they control it? How does it come on? Does it ever go away? Those are just some of the many questions that I ask Dr. John Edens in this 5-part series, What Makes a Psychopath? Here's another piece of that conversation. When we take a look at this, and you had touched on it a little bit earlier, the boldness that some people exhibit. Now, that can be done for good. It can be the person that's going to run into the building and save the cat or whatever, and it looks extremely dangerous and they have a good chance of dying, but they're going to do it because they're bold and maybe they're not quite assessing the risk where it's maybe a very high one of death. And then you have the psychopath who's going to go kill somebody because they're upset and they feel that person, that's what they deserve at that moment in time. It can be a driver for good. It can be a driver for evil. Are both of those people who hold that sort of boldness or lack of pause, if you will, psycho?
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge debate that, you know, fuzzy-headed academics like myself are having about, like, what are the basic, what really makes somebody highly psychopathic. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a pretty clear case that the people certainly that we think of that we see doing outrageous, sort of crazy-seeming things that involve a lot of especially conning and manipulative types of, behaviors and activities, have to be people who are pretty bold. You know, that doesn't mean that there aren't people out there who have psychopathic traits, but who lack those types of bold characteristics. That those people are definitely out there, as well. I don't know if psychopath is the best term to label those types of individuals in regards to just describing what they're like. I mean, certainly the stuff you tend to see in the news media where the term psychopath comes up are ones, and even Ted Bundy actually referred to himself in terms of why he did what he did as having, I don't have the exact quote sitting in front of me, but talked about just sort of being a very bold person. Mm-hmm. And you are absolutely right that, being bold just by itself is neither a good nor a bad thing. It's what happens in conjunction with that. And I would argue, and there are a lot of, experts out in the field who would disagree with this, that the truly psychopathic individuals that, you know, are the ones that, again, generate a lot of attention and that are probably more likely to do the more extreme types of things that are going to get your name in a newspaper, are ones who are very much high on this kind of personality trait of boldness. But there are a lot of people that don't think that's terribly important. And boldness just by itself, as you were saying, doesn't mean you're a psychopath at mm-hmm. all. It's sort of what goes along with that. If you are bold and you are just sort of dispositionally very mean, which is another sort of broad term that people talk about in terms of psychopathic traits. And by mean, I mean callous and unconcerned about the welfare of others and prone or willing to, you know, use and take advantage of people. And you're also somebody who's fairly irresponsible and disinhibited. That to me is somebody who's sort of the prototypical psychopath. And that's somebody who does things that we see in society that we think are abhorrent and terrible and, you know, usually end up with them getting involved in the criminal justice system and also ending up in newspapers.
Sure, sure. Being mentally fit is a question that's asked quite a bit in some criminal cases when the individual seems a bit out there. I know it was very much up for debate with the Lori Vallow Daybell case. She was found not to be fit twice before being found to be mentally fit to stand trial. Being mentally fit and psychopath are two very different things. Psychopaths, should they be on trial, should they, or does that also qualify into that realm of not being mentally fit?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really, really tough question to answer in a kind of a straightforward way. But, you know, the mental fitness that you're talking about, and certainly in the Daybell case, is basically whether somebody capable of successfully participating in their own defense before a trial is starting. So the mental fitness part, like in that particular case, is simply, can this person actively participate in their defense? And that's a constitutional requirement for our criminal justice system. We don't try people who aren't able to basically try to defend themselves and work with an attorney. And in that case, it sounded very much like that the, again, what to me appeared to be probably somewhat delusional beliefs about what she did, why she did it, how she was going to be treated in the court system were getting in the way to the point where it sounds like the prosecution and the judge and her own defense team didn't think she would get a fair trial at that point in time. Mm-hmm. And then they were very much able to, it seems like, either through education or hers or something. I don't really what happened there. She got to the point where then they were able to get to a point where the judge was convinced that she's functioning high enough now that she can at least actively participate in her defense and work with her attorneys. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's sort of the fitness to go to trial part of it. And usually somebody who looks highly psychopathic, that's not going to be a problem area. Where just because somebody's highly psychopathic, they're not able to participate in their defense. Those are kind of kind of unrelated sorts of areas. Because again, highly psychopathic people look very normal. Mm-hmm. Their cognitive abilities are generally intact. They usually understand the criminal justice system extremely well.
Yeah.
If they've been involved in it before. And so, you know, those aren't necessarily things that would get in the way of somebody being able to participate in their defense. The other sort of fitness question that can come up, which is a different legal issue, they're somewhat related, is the issue basically of whether somebody is insane at the time that they committed their crimes. And there are some people out there in the field who are making, again, this sort of argument that, you know, if psychopathy really is sort of a brain disorder that, you know, prevents people from really being able to make decisions with self-control, that, you know, and again, some of this is, again, law professors writing sort of these arguments that These are people maybe that should be found insane, because again, nobody asks to be born a psychopath if it's really a heavily, you know, sort of genetic disorder. And you know, our legal system is predicated on the idea that a crime is both somebody doing something, but also doing something with some level of, you know, intent to it that makes them responsible for it. And that's why, you know, insanity cases are called, you know, oftentimes not criminally responsible. So you're saying somebody did something, but you're saying basically that they did not have the intent to commit, you know, a crime. And some people have tried to make, you know, the argument that, well, you know, if psychopaths really can't control their behavior and they're kind of just born this way and it's a brain disorder, then how can we say that they really deserve to be, you know, treated like somebody who has committed a crime if they don't really have that self-control? Again, that's not an argument I necessarily buy at all. And as I've said, I've never seen a jury be sympathetic to the claim that somebody would be legally insane because they're, you know, highly psychopathic. But it is an interesting sort of thought experiment. If it's really true, what then do you do with these sorts of individuals? One other just quick thing I'd say about the insanity defense is a lot of people see it as, you know, beating the rap and avoiding, you know, responsibility for one's crime. And that is technically true. You're saying somebody did not commit a crime, even though they may have actually killed one or more people. But, you know, those individuals are going to immediately get sent to a forensic psychiatric facility where they do not have any sort of release date, you know, and they will stay there until somebody gets convinced that they're no longer a threat to society. And that in many instances means forever. It doesn't always mean that. It's an open-ended sort of question. You know, even if somebody is found insane, you know, that doesn't mean somebody's just getting a free ride and kind of avoiding, you know, the avoiding. I mean, it's not supposed to be punishment to be in a forensic psychiatric hospital, but I've been in various forensic psychiatric hospitals, and they're probably better than most of the prisons that I've been in. I would say between the two, I'd probably want to go to a forensic hospital. But, you know, if you go to prison, at least in most cases, you have a sentence you have to serve unless it's life, and you eventually have the chance to get out. And in forensic hospitals for insanity cases, there's no guarantee anybody's ever going to let you go.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
If your business runs on 5 different apps, 12 browser tabs, and one spreadsheet that everyone's afraid to touch, it's probably time for Odoo. Odoo is an all-in-one business management software that connects every part of your business into one powerful, easy-to-use platform. So instead of wasting time switching between disconnected systems, your entire business works together in real time. Your team moves faster, your data stays accurate, and you can actually focus on growing your business. Let one unified system run your entire business. From the first opportunity to the final payment, everything works together in one place. Whether you're a small business or managing a large operation, Odoo gives you one flexible platform built to grow with you. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
When energy dips, your reviving routine deserves more than a quick fix. Reach for Vital Proteins, Collagen, and Protein Shake and Chocolate. With 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen peptides, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, and joints in a smooth, ready-to-drink shake. So your afternoon reset actually sets you up for success. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com and get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Starbucks Iced Horchata Shaken Espresso is back for the summer. Crafted with cinnamon, vanilla, and nutty notes of toasted rice. Hand-shaking with smooth blonde espresso and finished with oat milk for a creamy touch. Made for summer. Only at Starbucks.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could get more from what you already do? When you're a Shell Fuel Rewards member, you can. When you join, you'll save 10 cents per gallon on your first fill, 20 cents per gallon on your second, 30 cents per gallon on your third, and more savings on every fill after that. Join the Shell Fuel Rewards program in the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is closer than you think.
Introducing the all-new Mazda CX-5, featuring more connection.
Hey, Google, where's the nearest Pilates class?
Safety that has your back. More discovery on the scenic routes. More passion in the details. And more control in changing weather. The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. See it in 5 films at MazdaUSA.com/5sides.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.